The word today is focus. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Christianity teaches that we are to set our hearts and minds on things above. What does that mean? We tend to let our attention wander, to stop focusing on Jesus, and pay too much attention to worldly things. But things above means that we think about our Savior, Jesus, and anticipate His return, when He will take His followers to heaven for everlasting life. Here to discuss this joyful topic further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Focus.
Maybe we remember back to when we were young and we were learning a sport that involved a ball. Maybe it was basketball and you were supposed to shoot the ball through the hoop and you were told, keep your eye on the rim. Or maybe it was golf or soccer where you had to make contact with a ball. And they would say, keep your eye on the ball, because there's a tendency in the movement, in the motion, to just take your focus off of the goal, off of the target. And this is what we're talking about today, is keeping our eyes fixed on our heavenly goal, to focus and to stare intently or keep our concentration about what our future goal is, because there is such a tendency to be distracted or to let our minds wander. We're going to be thinking about Colossians chapter 3. It says, since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is talking about the fact that Jesus has already raised us along with him, and you're like, what does that mean? What is that indicating? And it means that those who have put their hope and trust in Jesus, it's pretty well a done deal. It's already a fact that in Jesus Christ, you're saved for eternity. And just as God the Father raised him from the dead, and it's interesting because Jesus also claimed the authority to raise himself up, just as he has been raised from the dead, he has the authority, he has the power to raise us from the dead as well. And in the New Testament, as it says like here in Colossians 3, it's like a done deal. It's a fact already. We've already received that promise from God, so it's going to happen. It's a really comforting thing for us to know that we can have assurance that we will live beyond death. In many world religions, this is not a certainty, this is not a guarantee. In Christianity, it's the fundamental promise that comes through faith in Jesus. And that's why it's very comforting for Christians and why we're not terrified of death, because we know that God has promised us resurrection and life eternal. This is what it means when it says that he has seated us at the right hand of God. It's already as though it's done. You can count on God to do this. It's a very, very different way of going through your day and living than the worldly person. The worldly person has no assurance. They are depending on themselves and how they live. There's no guarantees, the world says. But in Christ, there is the guarantee. In faith in him, we do have the hope. We do have the certainty of life eternal. Colossians chapter 2 tells us that God did this for us when we were dead in our sins. God made us alive with Christ. Wow, that's real love. That's real compassion and grace that God would do this for sinners. even people who at the time didn't appreciate it, didn't even want it. The Lord is so merciful that he provided the Savior Jesus even for people that were opposed to him. Good example is the individual Saul, who is recorded in the book of Acts as participating in jailing and killing Christians. And Jesus showed him mercy even to the point of redeeming him. So God's love is just amazing. It's astounding. And here we are told in Colossians that we are to keep our eyes focused on things heavenly. That's what it means in verse 2 when it says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. There was a man named Joshua who was the leader of the Jewish people after Moses. Moses is one of the greats of the Old Testament. And his understudy, the man who succeeded him, was Joshua. And after all the decades, the years spent in the wilderness and a new generation of children growing up in the desert and now ready to go in and take hold of the promised land, and Joshua is telling them, throw away your idols, get rid of your idols, your false gods. This is after decades of seeing God's miraculous provision, after he freed them from ancient Egypt and brought them into their own land. He still has preachers telling them, get rid of your idols, your false gods. The people kept looking away from the Lord and toward false gods. And that's still a problem today. In fact, it's a universal problem with humanity that we tend to take our eyes off of God and start to focus on other things. We really need to fix our gaze. We need to focus on the Lord. And just because you may have come to Jesus a while back, just because you may have received baptism, just because maybe perhaps you grew up with a Christian father or mother, doesn't mean that you're protected, that you automatically are going to get to heaven. You still need to keep your hope and faith in Christ. No one else can do this for you. You are called to continue in the faith, to practice your love of Jesus. And you need to reject alternatives. When we're playing the sports and we're supposed to focus on the golf ball or the soccer ball or the tennis ball, this means we are rejecting other things going on around us. We're not looking around at the trees. We're not looking around at the people who are observing. We're focusing and rejecting the other influences which would distract us. You need to understand that this world is full of all kinds of distractions that will pull our attention away and cause us to lose focus. It says, once again in Colossians 3, set your minds, in other words, focus your mind, stay locked in on things above, not on earthly things. Clothing is all very nice. Food is very tasty. Cars and electronics are fun, things like this. Our house is a wonderful dwelling to have safety and be with family. But these are not to become more important than our relationship with God. These are not to get us so distracted that we stop focusing on our Savior. Faith, saving faith, is being constant and depending on the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's locking onto, it's putting our trust in the Savior Jesus, whom we've never seen personally. I've never seen Jesus with my own eyes, but I have heard the accounts and I trust in the accounts. I'm focusing my mind so that I'm not distracted by all the stuff going on in the world. And the world will constantly try to lure us away and get us involved in all kinds of things that are not beneficial to us eternally. It's, you know, it's nice. Cars are nice and clothing and food is nice and all this. But that doesn't get you to life eternal. And if you take your eyes off of Jesus and end up spending all of your energy and attention on these other things, that doesn't save you. Romans chapter 10 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I hope that you can focus on that. I hope that you can say that's your confession, that you believe that God raised his son Jesus from the dead. There are many times in life where we can be thinking about things from a heavenly perspective. You know, even just simple daily thoughts and fun things. Like, for instance, we see a fish or we see a bird and we think, man, what would it be like to be a fish? What would it be like to be a bird? What would the experience be? Let me ask you this question. Have you ever thought, what would it be like to be an angel? Now we're starting to think of things from the heavenly perspective because angels are a higher created order. And when we start thinking from a faith perspective about matters in life, we start to think on a higher level instead of just thinking about accumulation of goods and things. We can start to think of God's generosity and how we can dispense kindness to other people. We can keep our eyes of our hearts and minds focused on things above, not on earthly things. We're told in verse 3 that our life is now hidden with Christ and that when he appears, we will appear with him in glory. Right now, it's not evident. We don't see all the details. Some of the details are hidden from us, but we keep looking forward in anticipation. We're anticipating Jesus' return. We're living for his glory, and we're looking forward to eternal life in his name. So I encourage you, don't get locked onto the earthly things. Spend time in the Word of God. Spend time with Jesus. Keep your eyes focused. Keep your eyes on the ball, so to speak. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't get distracted by the world. Stay close to Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. Keep learning about him. Keep trusting in him. And you're going to realize that before you know it, you're going to be led through death to life eternal. And there you will be at the Savior's side for eternity.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.